You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bale? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La punt with Mark Walton.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the Euros Punt Podcast. We're looking ahead to day 10 on this edition. That's Sunday the 19th of June. It's the first round of final group games, which means that both games kick off at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. It's Switzerland against France in Lille, and Romania take on Albania in Lyon. We're going to look ahead to those games. We'll be hearing from one or two pundits along the way. And as usual, we'll have one or two facts and a little bit of trivia to boot as well. So without further ado, let's get stuck into the action. And we start with a little bit of football trivia. And we'll give you the answer at the end of the podcast. The question for day 10 is, how many Swiss players have won the Premier League? That's how many Swiss players have won the Premier League. And as I say, we'll give you the answer to that at the end of the podcast, but let's get stuck into the action. We've got a couple of pundits lined up for Switzerland against France, and we'll also have a look ahead to Romania and Albania as well. I'll just give you the match betting for Switzerland against France before we hear from our pundits. And Switzerland are 4-1. The draw is 15-8, and France are even money. Well, first of all, hear from Oliver Zessiger, who is a Swiss football expert. He's the researcher for Football Manager for the Swiss Super League. So he knows his Swiss football, and we'll get his thoughts first. I spoke to him earlier in the day. Let's hear what he thinks.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Switzerland find themselves in a pretty good position in the group. If they win the game, they can top the group as well. Did you expect them to be in contention this much at the start of the tournament?
I expected Switzerland to be in contention for second place. I didn't think that first place was possible. Now it is. And seeing the way France plays football at the moment, I think Switzerland have a realistic chance.
Yeah, the French side don't look the strongest at the back, and you've got some attacking players in the Swiss side that could cause some damage, the likes of Shaqiri, and Seferovic keeps getting himself in good positions, can't quite find the back of the net yet. But do you think Switzerland can cause this France side some real problems on Sunday evening?
I think we can. Seferovic does move very well. He doesn't score, unfortunately, but he moves into the right positions. He opens space for other teammates like Shaqiri, like Mehmedi, who scored against Romania. And I think we will find a way to score against France.
So in terms of a bet then, Oliver, do you think Switzerland are overpriced here at 4-1? Would you back them?
I would back a draw in this game. Draw would make France top the group, and Switzerland would be safe on second place. And whatever the result is between Romania and Albania, doesn't matter for Switzerland or France. If Switzerland loses to France, then Romania has a chance to go up to second. So I think a draw would fit both teams.
Yeah, draw would suit both teams. What about potential goal scorers or score lines here then, Oliver? What do you reckon will happen on Sunday night?
As a score line, I think 1-1. I predicted that against Romania as well and was correct. And as goal scorer, I hope right now Seferovic finally scores a goal. He had so many chances and he squandered all of them. So Seferovic as a goal scorer would be nice. Shaqiri always was criticized after the Romania game. He was probably the Switzerland's worst player in the game. And I think you'll see a reaction from Shaqiri and you see a reaction from Seferovic.
Yeah, what do you make of the criticism for Shaqiri? He obviously has quite a big reputation to carry around with him. Is that getting to him, or do you just think he couldn't get into the game? What do you make of him?
I thought he played decently. He was tracking back a lot. He was helping out Lichtsteiner when Lichtsteiner was going forward. And that often gets forgotten in the press or with the fans. But he has a bigger reputation than his ability right now in Switzerland. He's the star, and he has to live up to that. So, yeah, I think he needs a reaction right now to prove the critics wrong.
He's part of our enhanced odds offer here as well, Shaqiri. Jadon Shaqiri to score in a Switzerland win. That was 15-2. Enhanced now to 10-1. So a big old price there. Could I tempt you in with that?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not a tenner on 10-1? Why not try? Yeah.
Let's have a little bit of a summary of your thoughts then, Oliver. The game on Sunday evening, if I were to ask you what you thought would happen, most likely results, and just have a nice little summary for us, if you will.
As I said before, I think a draw, 1-1, would be a great result for Switzerland, would be a good result for France. France would top the group. Switzerland would be safe on second place, and both teams could look forward. I think it will be a very fair game. No team would like to pick up many yellow cards. And I don't think it will be a high-scoring game because Switzerland's attack is not very good. Switzerland's defense is shaky at times, but midfield is very strong. I think it will be a very midfield-driven game, and I can see this a draw at the end.
Okay, a bit of a midfield battle then, and ending up as a draw. Oliver, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Good luck, and enjoy it on Sunday night.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So that was Oliver Zesiger then, who's a Swiss football expert, giving us his thoughts ahead of Sunday night's game. We'll get a little bit of French perspective in a moment or two, but before we do, our next country files involve Switzerland, so it seems an opportune moment to play it. So let's hear what Lee Phelps made when he looked into Switzerland.
Welcome to Switzerland, where 7 billion chunks of Toblerone are made each year. The Swiss also drink the highest amount of soft drinks in the world. Now, if you like a big clock, Europe's largest clock face is in Zurich. Interestingly enough, Charlie Chaplin spent the last 25 years of his life in this country, above the shores of Lake Geneva. The first ever ready-made cup of soup was made by Julius Maggi in 1889. Maggi was then acquired by Nestle in 1947. And did you know this? In Switzerland, you can lease a cow. During the time of the lease, you're entitled to all the cheese that's made from your cow's milk.
I do like those. Those are fantastic, aren't they, those country files. I've learned something new there as well about Switzerland. You can lease a cow. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get back to the football. And we're going to get the French perspective on the 8 p.m. kickoff on Sunday evening between Switzerland and France. We spoke to Andrew Gibney, who works for 442 and Yahoo Sport UK and French Football Weekly, amongst others. So he knows his French football inside out. And let's hear what his thoughts are ahead of Sunday night's game in Lille.
C'est Euros en une play radio à William Hill. La France est la meilleure équipe de foot dans le monde entier. Allez les Bleus.
Have you been impressed with France so far? They've left it late in both games, but they have got 6 points. They're only a point away from topping the group. They're already through, of course. Have you been impressed with them?
Yeah, but in bits and bats, I think that you have to be impressed by the way they've kept going to get both the late winners. They've not given up. And there's pressure because they've not played a competitive game since 2014 when Germany knocked them out. And so that transformation into friendlies to competitive football is a little bit difficult. And I think now that they've qualified, the pressure's off a little bit more. They're a bit more settled down. I think we'll see probably a better performance against Switzerland.
So do you think the handbrake might be off a little bit against Switzerland? They might start to play a little bit more freely and, like you say, the pressure's off a little bit.
Yeah, and the way Albania lined up, they were very defensive. I mean, they played extremely well, but they weren't looking to attack that often. They did obviously have a few counter-attacks, but I think Switzerland will be a bit more open, so we should get a bit more space, which allows people like Dimitri Payet and Griezmann and Pogba to sort of try and create a bit more and be a bit more expansive.
So in terms of a bet then, we've got France priced up at even money at the moment. Do you think they're a good bet for Sunday night?
It's going to be interesting because Deschamps is going to make a couple of changes. He's got Olivier Giroud and N'Golo Kanté on a yellow card. So you're looking at Andre-Pierre Gignac and Johan Cabaye coming in, but Griezmann and Pogba will come into the starting lineup again. like they were for Romania. So I think that it's a good chance that they're not going to want to, if they lose this game, Switzerland finish top. They really won't want that. They'll want to keep get that first place and get the nation behind them. So I'm confident they'll get a win. I think it's a decent price. You want to lump some money on it. Maybe look at maybe towards both teams to score, with that France defence looking a little bit shaky at times. They'd have been delighted with the clean sheet on Wednesday, but Switzerland, you might show more of a threat going forward than Albania did.
Yeah, you can back France to win the match and both teams to score. That's 4-1, so quite a jump from even money there. And as you mentioned, they're not the most solid at the back, perhaps, France.
No, the loss of Raphael Varane and the ways of Evra's looking maybe a little bit older, and Rami's just getting used to being back in the international team. They'll definitely, the more game time they get, they'll probably improve. But yeah, it's still enough doubt over them that you can see Switzerland maybe nicking one.
We've got some headline offers here as well. I just want to get your thoughts on the France side of that. Dimitri Payet to score in a France win. That was 14-5. That's now 7-2 here at William Hill. And Dimitri Payet has been one of the stars of the tournament so far.
He's on fire. In two goals in two games, it's a bit of a good bet to take, thinking he'll make it 3-3. The one that may be interesting is for Gignac to score maybe first or any time, because he's likely to start, and he might get some good odds on him.
21-20 to score any time, Gignac, and 6-1 first, 11-2 last.
If he's going to start, he's that kind of player. He's a great predator around the box, and with the service from Payet and Griezmann together, he's going to get some chances.
Are we likely to see Griezmann start this time round, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to come back into the starting lineup. I think Deschamps' plan was always to rest him in the group stage. I mean, he played a lot of games at Atletico Madrid through the season. I don't think it was anything to do with form. I think it was just trying to get that little rest before it starts getting down to the nitty-gritty of the knockout stage, where you probably can't rest him again. So he'll come back in. Likely Pogba will come back in as well. And there'll be quite a strong France team. He made maybe too many changes when they played Ecuador in the third group game in the World Cup in Brazil, and I think he's learned a bit of a lesson from that, just trying to protect Giroud and Kante as well.
Yeah. What's the mood with Paul Pogba in the French camp? I heard one or two rumours that Didier Deschamps not necessarily too happy with him, that he doesn't stick to the tactics and he wants to roam forward too much. Is that a problem for Paul Pogba?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, because he plays on the right for France, but he plays on the left for Juventus. But France has Blaise Matuidi, who's very left-footed. But sometimes you just don't see the effort and sort of drive that you want to see from Paul Pogba. But then you do see it, and you think, this is what we're looking for. And he showed glimpses of it against Albania. And you can, when he came on, you can sense the crowd are still really behind him. They still believe in him. And I think it's just that sometimes the expectation that he's going to be a world superstar, and he sort of weighs on, there's a pressure on his shoulders. And if he gets one really good performance, which he could get against Switzerland, that I think that'll really turn around his tournament in the way that maybe Deschamps sees him in the team.
Any other bets you like the look of for Sunday evening's match then? Anything else caught your eye here?
A player that I would maybe look at scoring is Haris Seferovic for Switzerland. He's missed quite a lot of chances already. You just think one of them's got to go in sometime. What a time it'd be to nick one against France.
Yeah, it's a long time since he scored an international goal, isn't it? It's one of those things where he's getting in the right places, but he just can't get it to hit. He needs to scuff one in, doesn't he, or something, just to get their confidence.
Off his bum or off his shin one in or something, yeah. And the amount of chances he's missed so far, you think, it just takes that, what a time to do it on Sunday in Lille. That would be massive for him and his country, because if they could finish first, it would sort of throw the tournament wide open.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah. Let's have a little bit of a summary then before you go, Andrew, if you wouldn't mind. What will be your thoughts for Sunday evening, and what will be your best bets for the game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight game and a close game, but I think there's going to be more space for France to attack in that sense, with Switzerland going forward as well. I can see both teams scoring. I'm looking at maybe 2-1 France. I've got maybe Gignac to score, and I've got money on Dimitri Payet to score as well, because I mean, he's in some of the best form of his life at the moment, and the emotions are high, and he's rolling on it. So yeah, France to win, both teams to score, maybe quite an entertaining game.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andrew. Been a pleasure speaking to you.
Good luck. Pleasure.
And enjoy in Lille on Sunday night.
Thank you.
So that was Andrew Gibney, our French football expert for the Euros. And that's the first game, if you like. We're also going to look ahead to the game in Lyon between Romania and Albania. That's also an 8 p.m. kickoff on Sunday night. But before we do, I just want to ask you a little question. Where in Europe is it illegal to own only one guinea pig? Where in Europe is it illegal to only own one guinea pig? Well, the answer is Switzerland, because they're prone to loneliness, apparently, and therefore you're not allowed to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland. So a bit of quirky trivia for you there. Let's move on to the other game then, Romania against Albania. I'll just get the betting up here. Romania are 5-4, the draw 23-10. Albania also 23-10. These two sides sitting third and fourth respectively. Romania in third with 1 point. Albania bottom of the group without earning a point yet. If Albania were to win this by a few goals, admittedly, then they would have a small chance. Romania could go through not only in third place if they win this game, but they could also usurp Switzerland and take second place, depending on the result between France and Switzerland. So Romania very much got plenty to play for, and Albania not entirely out of it yet either. So it would be quite an interesting game, perhaps, on Sunday evening. Romania with a 1-1 draw against Switzerland last time, and Stanku scored in that game. He scored a penalty. He also scored a penalty against France in the opener when they lost 2-1, so it could very much be worth a look in the goal scorer markets. Bogdan Stanku is 9-4 to score any time. He's 6-1 to score first and 6-1 to score last, which is of interest with him being a penalty taker, of course. What about Albania on the flip side? Well, they haven't even scored a goal in the tournament yet, losing 1-0 to Switzerland and lost 2-0 to France last time. So I'm not so sure they have too much of a potent threat going forward. And perhaps it might be worth taking a chance on Romania to win to nil rather than the 5-4 on offer. You can back Romania to win to nil at 12-5, which is a little bit more juicy than the 5-4 on offer for them just to win the game. I also quite like the look of the correct score group betting we do here. Romania to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 11-5. I do quite fancy Romania to win the game, and I can't see them running away with it. And I don't think Albania will score, so I think 1-0 and 2-0 are very live players for the game on Sunday evening. And should Albania nick one, you've got 2-1 on your side as well. And the other thing I considered here is number of Albania goals, given that they haven't scored a goal yet. Under 0.5 Albania goals in the game is 8-5. You can also back the same market with Romania to keep a clean sheet. Effectively, just saying that Albania will not register a goal. I'd lean towards Romania here. I think 5-4 is a fair price, but I think those other ways in could be interesting as well. So those are my thoughts. You'll be able to hear the thoughts of the guys on InPlay Radio on Sunday evening as well. Just tune in from 5 p.m. and the guys will guide you through their best bets there and take you through the game with expert betting commentary throughout the evening. And you can also check out at Will Hill InPlay and at Will Hill Bet on Twitter. There'll be plenty of coverage for these games, of course, on Sunday night. Before we go, before I leave you, let's have the answer to the trivia question that I posed right at the start of this podcast. I asked you, how many Swiss players have won the Premier League? The answer is one, and it happened just this season, just past Gökhan Inler, who, of course, played for Leicester City last season. He is the only Swiss player to have won the Premier League. So that just about does it. All that's left to say is thank you very much for tuning in and listening to this podcast. Keep your eye on Will Hill InPlay and Will Hill Bet on Twitter for the latest podcasts and content for the Euros. Good luck if you're having a bet, and enjoy it on Sunday evening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.